Blog Talk Radio.
Felt like I was not gonna make it.
Have you ever felt like there was no hope?
I had the towel, I threw it in.
I threw mine out.
But you know what? The word of the Lord came and it said, I'll never leave you,
never forsake you.
I'm with you always.
Yeah.
Bless you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We honor you and bless you and glorify you, magnify you, God. I honor you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. What an awesome God you are in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I come, Lord God, reverencing you, Lord God. I come, Lord God, in the Nabosaye. Hallelujah. Acknowledging, God, your sovereignty. I come, O God, in the name of Jesus, humbling myself before you in the name of Jesus. I come, O God, in the name of Jesus. I come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, surrendering all authority to you. I come. Hey, God, in the Nabosaye. Hallelujah. I come, O God, giving you all of me, nothing held back in the name of Jesus. I come, hey, God, in the name of Jesus, to receive, Lord God, of your presence. I come, hey, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah, to enforce legislation. I come, hey, God, in the name of Sobakalanihu, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, establishing order, Lord God, hallelujah. I come, God, to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I come, God, releasing every hole, Lord God, in the name of Mohosiah. Hallelujah, to this world's governmental system. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, I come, God, in the name of Mohosiah, knowing, God, that I'm in the world but not of the world. I come to you, Lord God, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, realizing, God, that I have full authority in this kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, in the name of Jesus, that you have given me full dominion. And so I come, God, legislating, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that every system is under my feet. In the name of Jesus, every demonic governmental system, God, because I am here in Jesus, God, I am seated with him in heavenly places, in the name of Jesus, and thereby receive governmental authority over the kingdom of the, hallelujah, of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I take full authority in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and I cast down every imagination that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, hallelujah, and I, hallelujah, decree that it is cast down. In the name of Jesus, I cast down every tormenting spirit. I cast down in the name of Jesus every lying spirit. I come, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I come casting down, hallelujah, every infirmity spirit. In the name of Jesus, I come, beloved, God, in the spirit, hallelujah, glory to God. I come in the full authority, hallelujah, of the kingdom of heaven, and I subdue principalities, I subdue kingdoms. God, in the name of Messiah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I subdue demonic forces in regions assigned to me. In the name of Jesus, I decree, hallelujah, that the enemy, Lord God, the devil, God, that seeks, hallelujah, to change laws and times, hallelujah, hallelujah, I take authority even upon him, and I place him under my feet. In the name of Jesus, I take authority, hallelujah, over the economic demon, in the name of Jesus, and I cast you down in the Nabucco. I cast you down in the Nabucco. I cast you down. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, you have no power, you have no authority. In the name of Jesus, I release you. I destroy every piece of your whole. Hallelujah. I destroy every chain that you, hallelujah, form to bind up the people of God, to lock them up in bondage. In the name of Jesus, I take, hallelujah, governmental authority over your kingdom. kingdom. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. God, I love my cup. I call it every name of Osea. In the name of Jesus, oh God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. All glory belongs to you, Lord. All glory belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. All glory belongs to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bakatai. Jesus, measure them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah and glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I bless God tonight in the name of Jesus because of the urgency of this teaching and the urgency of the moment. Hallelujah. I have to go on. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is entitled Principalities and Powers because, hallelujah, I believe by the Spirit of God that we are warring in the Spirit, but we're warring wrong, and we're not, hallelujah, because we don't know the protocols, we don't know in the name of Jesus. Because we don't understand the Spirit of God, we don't understand how the kingdom of God operates, we don't understand protocol, we don't understand rulership, we have a democratic way of going about serving the Lord, God, in the name of Jesus, and so, in the name of Jesus, what we end up doing when we pray, when we say that we're in spiritual warfare, we rebuke the devil and we rebuke him, and maybe even for a time it seems like he's gone, but then the situation or the problem returns, God, in the name of Jesus. And so if you don't understand who you are and what the true battle is, you can begin to intercede, and you can begin to pray in the name of Jesus, and then be praying amiss because you're praying out of order or you're praying illegally. And so this God called this principalities and powers because as you have to understand the principality and the authority in the kingdom of God and of heaven, you also have to understand the governmental rules that takes place in the demonic system, God, in the name of Jesus. So if you do not understand the governmental system that goes on in the kingdom of God, what you have to understand is that the kingdom of darkness is organized. It's not chaotic. It's not, demons are not just running amok. There is an order to the way they attack. There is an order to the way that they do things. There is an order. They are organized. Jesus asked the man in the tomb, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Ghost, for, you know, what was his name? And he said that his name is Legion. Their name is Legion. Now, Legion is a military a force, and that represents that they are organized. They are not fighting one another, hallelujah, as they're taking over this person, but they're unified. They move as one. There are orders. They are rankings that they have. And so if you do not understand the governmental order in the spirit realm, you can pray amiss. You can war wrong. And so you're praying the symptom instead of praying the problem. You understand? You're praying the symptoms of the problem, but not getting to the seed of the problem, and so that you're not really, in the name of Jesus, you're not really causing an effect that lasts in the spirit realm because you don't understand the order. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So as there are orders in the kingdom realm. You know, the kingdom of God works by rank and order. It means that there is a sovereign rule. There's someone under the sovereign rule that he gives, that takes command from the sovereign rule, and then goes out in the name of Jesus and perform what the sovereign rule has dictated in the name of Jesus. So what you first have to understand is who you are in relationship to the kingdom. Hallelujah. You have to understand. If you don't understand who you are, then you cannot war effectively in the name of Jesus to be able to maintain what you are warring against. So you have to understand where you're coming from. Many of you will recognize some of the teaching tonight because it's all about the kingdom in the name of Jesus. And I have to make you understand the kingdom in order to help you to be effective when you pray in the name of Jesus. And so God is concerned that we're praying, yes, but we're praying amiss, meaning that we're praying and our prayer is not effective regarding certain things because we don't know the order. And so we're rebuking demons in the name of Jesus. We're rebuking demons, but we don't understand where we stand in the hierarchy order. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. And so then we pray amiss. So if you're going to understand who you are in the kingdom, you have to first understand the kingdom. The kingdom works by rank and order, rank and file, if you please, in the name of Jesus, so that there are rankings in each spiritual order. In the kingdom of God, there's ranking and order. In the spirit of the demonic, there is rank and order. So in the kingdom, if we go help me, Holy Ghost. Let's just go ahead and take the kingdom of heaven. We'll go up and then we'll come down. We have the sovereign kingdom, which is where God dwells, where God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost dwell. They have a rank and order. The Father is the highest ranking sovereignty in the sovereign kingdom. Then there's the Son, and then there's the Holy Ghost. They work by rank and order in the name of Jesus. So you understand. So they're not bickering in heaven. They have the order. They know exactly what their duty is and what their job is, and they don't step out of their domain or their reign of what their command is, you understand? And so they work in rank and order. The Holy Ghost falls under the Son, and the Son falls under the Father. You understand? They work by rank and order. Okay, if you drop below the sovereign kingdom, you now have the angelic kingdom. Now, that's divided into the diabolical and the divine, the diabolical and divine. So now, in the divine, you have the archangels. They are the highest ranking angels in that kingdom. You understand. And so they are the highest ranking, but they also have military authority under them. So they have chiefs and things of that nature that they give orders to, and then they have to disperse and do what the archangel is saying. Do you understand? Okay, now let's go to the diabolical. I hope you all got a pen because I'm going to move fast so that we can get you to where you need to be. So now in the diabolical, you have Satan, because what you have to understand is that in the beginning, when God first created the heavens and everything, he had the sovereign kingdom, and then he had the angelic kingdom. That's all he had. So Lucifer was in the angelic kingdom. He was an archangel, you understand? And so in the name of Jesus, he was beautiful. Lucifer actually means, I believe they told me that it means light. I mean, that the Bible calls him the son of the morning. He was gorgeous. He was beautiful. Do you understand? And so what happened is Lucifer elevated himself because, you know, you get so prideful in the name of Jesus. He elevated himself against God and was cast down, and then the angelic kingdom became divided between the divine and the diabolical. You understand? So in the beginning, they were together. The angelic kingdom were together. They were one in the name of Jesus, and then there was just the divine. You have the sovereign kingdom, and then you simply had the divine. Once Lucifer elevated himself in pride, he was cast down. He became the highest ranking angel in the diabolical kingdom, because, you know, he still has his anointings, he still has his power, but they are perverted out of the presence of God. You understand? So he's in a place where there's a total absence of God. So in the total absence of God, you have pure evil. So that's who he is. You understand what I'm saying? So now the devil has a governmental system as well, because Satan is the highest ranking demon. He has people, has demons under him that he controls, that he orders in the name of Jesus, that he sets over governmental regions of the earth. Now, the Bible calls him the prince and the power of the air. You understand? Now, that's the reason above the earth. The earth is what you put your feet on. That's what we walk on. That's the solid surface. That's the earth. The world is suspended above the earth. So now if you go from the earth, you have, you know, the earth itself, I'm sorry, we live in a three-dimensional world, okay? So if you go from the earth, you have the first heaven, you have the second heaven, and then you have the third heaven. Now, if you count, that's six dimensions, according to Cindy Trim. And so now what we do is, since the devil resides in the second heaven, that's his principality, that's his domain. So now principality means a monarchical sovereign state ruled or reigned over by a monarch with the title of prince or princess. By a monarch with another title. Okay, I'm sorry. Now. Okay, so a principality is a monarch ruled or reigned over. Then what is a monarchy? A monarchy is a form of government in which all political power is absolutely lodged with an individual known as a monarch or a single ruler. So in the kingdom, in both of the kingdoms, there's only one ruler. In the sovereign kingdom, that's God. In the demonic kingdom, that is Satan. He rules everything, and so everything under him has to come to him for authority to do anything. You understand? In the second heaven, or if the devil dispatches demons to the earth realm, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, then they have to obey the demon that is placed over them, because, you know, they don't just come to the earth. They have organization. So if there's a demon attacking you, there's another demon that controls what he does. You understand? And then there's another demon above him and another demon above him until you get to Satan. And so all of the leaders go to the devil and get their rulership, get their commandments from the devil, and then they go and perform what each ruler has said. And so you have the little imp demons that go out and perform what they say. That's the order. That's the governmental order of the demonic system. It works the same in God's kingdom. Okay, so now I gave you the sovereign kingdom, and then we drop down. We got the angelic kingdom, which is divided into the diabolical and the divine. We drop down, and then we have what is called the intergalactic kingdom. That is where you get your sun, your moon, your star, your meteorite. And the sun is a highest ranking entity in the intergalactic. You understand? It is the greater and the lesser light. The sun and the moon reign together. They are the greater and the lesser light. And so they rule that system. And then you drop down. You have what's called the animal kingdom. That's divided into three kingdoms. You have the earth, the water, and the sky. Okay, so in the water kingdom, the whale is the highest ranking animal. God, in the name of Jesus. On the land, the lion is the highest ranking animal. In the air, the eagle is the highest ranking bird in the sky. God, in the Nabokovakasuke, in the name of Jesus. Now, see, that's why God, that's why Jesus is. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's why he said, you shall mount on wings of eagles, and you prepare a whale to swallow Jonah. You understand? Because they are the highest ranking birds. And he also then used what is the highest ranking to identify the kingdom. Okay, so now, so that was the animal kingdom. We dropped, oh my God, help me, Holy Ghost. We dropped down from the animal kingdom. And then we have the planet kingdom, okay? Below the planet kingdom is the atomic kingdom. That's where you get your, the atomic kingdom is where you get your jewels, you get your you know, your rubies and your oil and your gas and stuff like that. And in this kingdom, the highest jewel, they tell me, is a diamond. It's harder than anything in the jewel family. So you have to understand, if you understand the hierarchy, you understand how to war. All right. So now, if you drop down between the atomic kingdom, you come to the subatomic kingdom. Now, the subatomic kingdom is where you have your single cellular organism. This is where you get your diseases and things of this nature. This is where they lie. You understand? And then there is another kingdom. There's another kingdom called the kingdom of man. Here is where you come in. In the garden, God being created man in his image. Okay? And God told the man this. If we go to Genesis 1 and 28, let's start at the 26th verse. It says, and God said, let us make man in our own image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Okay, that's man's dominion. God just gave man every governmental rule in the earth system. You understand? He said, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, oh my God, and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth. Remember, the earth is what you put your foot on. So he gave you power over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. You have full governmental authority in this earth system, and the first heaven and the second heaven. You have every authority. That's what God gave us in the garden. Stay with me. We're going further, okay? All right. Now, so if you go to the 27th verse, it says, so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So for as long as Adam and Eve was in the garden, minus Satan, let's say, they had full authority over everything, over the animals, over everything. Do you understand? They had complete full authority. God did not create earth for spirit. He was, oh my God. Do you understand? So that man had complete authority over the earth realm, complete authority. What took place is once Satan fell in, from heaven in the name of Jesus, he was cast down into the second heaven, okay? And so what happened was the devil came down to earth illegally, but got into what was then a serpent in the name of Jesus and influenced Eve to eat the apple, and disobedience came into the garden. Once disobedience came into the garden of Eden, they were cast out. They were thrown out, and they lost dominion of the world and then had to fight and war and everything because they lost their dominion. And once they disobeyed, their dominion went over to Satan. You understand? So then Satan had the keys of death, life, and hell. You understand? And so whoever died went right into hell because he had the authority. God didn't have it. God did not have the authority. That's why he needed a man in order to do whatever he wanted to do. So he started with Noah. He started with Abraham. He went to Moses. You understand? And so he had to use men in order to go forth and do what he wanted in the earth realm. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. So during all of that time that the devil had the ownership of this world system, he had ownership. He could kill whoever he wanted to. He could do whatever he wanted to because he had the governmental rule. He stole it from Adam and Eve who disobeyed God. Are you with me? Okay. All right. for God to reestablish his kingdom again upon the earth as he did in the garden, he then had to wrap himself in flesh, come down as a man. Why? Because he gave man full governmental authority in the earth. He couldn't just come down as God and do rulership as God. He has to come down and wrap himself in flesh so that whatever he does in human flesh, hallelujah, he has legal right to do it. And so what he had to do, he had to come down as a man to defeat the enemy who had the power. Okay, so Jesus come down, wraps himself in flesh, is born of a virgin, in the name of Jesus, is baptized, is filled with the Holy Ghost. You see a pattern there? Is baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. Here he is he's the first fruit of salvation. He is the first fruit of salvation. So he comes down, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, goes into the wilderness, is tempted of the devil. Okay? He passed that temptation. Let me tell you something. If Jesus had failed to the enemy, we would never have had redemption. If Jesus was tempted by the enemy, if he yielded to the enemy and did what the enemy had suggested to him, we would not have access to the kingdom. We wouldn't have access to God at all. But because Jesus knew who he was able to resist, to be tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And so he went through, and because by man death came into the world, a man had to die to redeem man from the curse. Oh, my God, that was put upon him from the garden. Are you with me? Okay, so Jesus went to the cross, went into hell, took back, because once Jesus died, he had already gotten the kingdom. Once he laid down his life, the kingdom was given into his hand. All he needed to do was go down and get the keys. When he came back, when he rose again from the dead, okay, signifying that he is now a king that reigns forever and ever, what he did was he took rulership back from the devil. Oh, Varosatalanehiku. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And now so the scripture says, oh, the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. So Jesus now holds all of the governmental rule in the kingdom. Now, because Jesus says, if I go away, the Comforter will come, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the same spirit of him which raised Jesus from the grave, and those of us who have the Holy Ghost now have the full governmental rule of the kingdom. Why? Because we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places, and because the spirit of God that raised Jesus from the grave is within us, we now, being reborn into the kingdom of God, that means we're born out of the world into the kingdom of God, which means that we have full authority again in the earth realm. Not only that, because we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places right now, we are seated with Jesus in heavenly places, we have rulership over every other system. So we have rulership over we have rulership of the angelic kingdom, we have rulership over the intergalactic kingdom, we have rulership, over the animal kingdom, we have rulership in the name of Jesus over the planet kingdom, over the atomic kingdom, over the subatomic kingdom, in the name of Jesus. We have rulership over all of that because in Jesus we have full y'all don't want to hear me. And so Jesus said, I give you power to tread upon serpents. That means that you have all governmental authority in the earth realm. You understand that? Okay. So now because everything in the kingdoms work by rank and order. In the spirit realm, we have rankings. Oh, my God, in the level of Salahi. We have rankings in the spirit realm. And so that our complete fight, while we're trying to fight each other and fight with people, our fight is not physical. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. You understand? So our fight is not with flesh. Our fight is not with man. It's not with one another. Our fight is with demonic principalities and power. And so in order to defeat demonic principalities and power, we first have to recognize how their governmental order is, and then we have to attack by rank and order. Jesus, my Savior. So that once we come into God, many of us outrank a lot of the very low-level demons. We outrank them, which means that we have a full authority to simply command them to leave, and they have to go. Understand. Just like in the army, you know, you have the generals, you have the captains, you have the sergeant, and each one of them, you know, they work by rank and order. So the captain will give the lieutenant a command or however that works. You understand, and they must obey what is said. If it works the same way in the kingdom of darkness, God, in the number of both sides, in the name of Jesus. Let me back up a little bit. I told you that Satan is the prince and the power of the air, according to the scripture. That means every time he comes to the earth realm to attack one of us, he's in the earth realm illegally. You understand? His demonic minions are, because you understand that Satan never comes down. So let me help some of you that think that Satan is bothering you. You don't rank high enough for Satan to bother you. You understand? That's Satan's little minions that he has that's bothering you. That's not Satan himself. You understand? He has minions that he sends out into the world. And those minions have minions under them. And those minions may have minions over them. It's organized like you will not believe. Only the church is disorganized. You understand? But the demons have their order set. They know exactly what to do. They know exactly what is expected of them. And they tremble if they should ever get out alive. That's why they're not so eager to let go of a territory, because they have to deal with the demon that's above them. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You understand. So here's the thing. If you are in the midst of a riot and you are trying to get rid of a demon, do you understand that everything that you're going through is because of the spirit world? It's not because of what's happening natural. What happens natural is a reflection of what's happening in the spirit realm. You understand? So that you have to stop looking at people that do you wrong and look at who's behind the people doing you wrong. You understand? Because we're either influenced by the demonic realm or by the Holy Spirit or by God. You understand? In the name of Jesus. So there's no in between. Either you're influenced by the devil or you're influenced by God. Which one? You have to make a choice. There's no in between. It's either yay or nay. You understand? So in God, there's no, well, I think I may be, or no. Every promise of God is yea and amen. And so that works the same way with the devil. Either you're serving God or you're not. And so if you're not, he has direct access to you. The other thing is that if there's anything that the devil can claim, oh, my God, in the name of God. If there's anything from the devil that he can claim inside of you, he has access to you because you are holding on to something that belongs to him. Okay? So if you're holding on to lust, the devil has access to you. You've opened the door for him to come in, and he can attack you because you have something of his still inside of you. And so Jesus said, the enemy has come and found nothing in me. So the enemy couldn't attach itself to Jesus because there's nothing from the enemy in Jesus. You see what I'm saying? But because we walk around still holding on to secret sin and the secret fault, the enemy can attack us. We have hatred in our heart. That's from the enemy. He can attack. He can attach himself from that and then grow himself on top of that. Well, if you have lust, you're envy, you know, jealousy, he can attach himself to you. And so that's why you're still dealing with something, because you have it within you that you haven't dealt with, and the enemy is feeding off of that. Help me, Holy Ghost. And so now you're trying to war with something that's inside of you that you have not dealt with. You have to deal with it, hallelujah, cast it out, and then you can defeat the demon. You see what I'm saying? So now we're praying amiss, because in the name of Jesus, when we're dealing with stuff in ourselves that, you know, I'm just a sinner saved by grace is one of those things. Cause, so if you're simply a sinner saved by grace, that means that sin is still attached to you. Sin is of the devil. So that means that you're holding on to something that belongs to the devil. Oh, because, well, I can't stop having sex. Hello? And I'm not married. I just can't stand. I love God, but it is the but that the devil holds on to. Because now you can yet still be persuaded to turn away from God because you got a but, and which means you have a condition on how you will serve the Lord. You now have a condition. I love the Lord, but I got to have sex. Now that's an avenue for the devil to come in. I love the Lord, but I just can't stand her. I hate her. That's an avenue. Anything that the devil that belongs to the devil, anger, hatred, murder, stealing, lust, all of that belongs to the devil. All of it. And so if you are holding on to it, If you just can't let it go, I just can't. You know, I'm trying. I'm trying. You have to get to the place where you don't want anything of the devil inside of you, like there was nothing inside of Jesus of the devil. If you can lay claim to it, he has access to you. Do you understand? You understand? Hello? Yes. Filled with the Holy Ghost. If you still have sin in your life, that's a portal in the name of Jesus that the devil can use. Okay? So he's not taking anything from you. You are giving him access. You see, this is governmental property. If you have anything that belongs to the United States, what they do, they come and get it, right? Because it belongs to them. It's the same thing with the devil. If you have anything that belongs to him, he can come and get it, and he can build upon it. You understand? That's why you just can't give in to sin. That's why you just cannot yield to sin. That's why you just can't do it. That's why you have to love your brother. Because if anything, if the devil can see anything of himself in you, he got an avenue. He's got a portal. No matter how small it is, he can get in there and then he can grow it. And before you know it, you got a problem that you didn't know was there. You see what I'm saying? Hello. So then we pray amiss because we haven't dealt with stuff in our own life. All right. So now we've said it works by rank and order. We're talking about the demonic kingdom now. Okay. Because that's where your fight is. That's where your battle. Your battle is with the demonic kingdom, which means that if you are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, you don't fight with the devil by looking up. You fight with the devil by looking down because he's under your feet. Because you are in Christ Jesus. You are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Jesus is in heaven, which means that the devil is under his feet, which means that the devil is under your feet. So you don't fight looking up. You fight looking down. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see? And so then, if you have governmental authority, governmental rule in the earth realm, and demons are illegal in the earth realm, that means that you can command a demon to leave and he has to go. However, because there are so many demons, under one, let's say under one prince, because there are so many, because you know there could be several princes in the demonic kingdom, okay? And because because there are so many demons under them, you can command one demon to leave, and he'll send another demon that you don't have authority over. Because remember, you work by rank and order too. In the kingdom of God, you have rankings. And depending on where you're right, that's why God said we move from glory to glory to glory. And so when you move from one glory to another glory, you move in rankings in the kingdom of God. So what that means is that if you come, that means that in the demonic kingdom, only demonic spirits that rank like you can touch you. There is no other demonic spirit that can touch you that is below you. But the issue is that because the demon that ranks like you has a demon that is above you, God said these kind come not out but by prayer and fasting. So what prayer and fasting does is that it elevates you in ranking so that then you can defeat that demon. And once you have cut off the head demon over that region, you now have defeated every demon under him. I'll give you an example. Because Jesus had defeated the devil in the wilderness, when he came to the mountain, you know, where the man was in the tomb, in the name of Jesus, cutting himself, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And when the demons saw Jesus, what did they do? They ran to him and they asked him, what do you want from us? How you come to torment us? Why? They began to worship him. Why? Because he had already gotten dominion over Satan. And so every demon under him now falls in line under Jesus. Why? Because they now recognize his authority. Because if you can defeat the head, you've got everything else. That's why Jesus said, you smite the shepherd, the sheep shall flee. So when Jesus walked into that town, all the demons could do was bow down and worship and then beg him to go into the swine. You understand? Because they recognized his authority. When demons recognize your authority, you don't have to war. You don't have to fight. When you have to fight, it's because there's a demon that outranks you. And so then you have to go into prayer and fasting and then able to get on the ranking so that you can swipe them down. You see what I'm saying? So it works by rank and order. These are governmental principles, kingdom governmental principles. You understand? Now, so that you understand that you're not simply weak and that you cannot, when you meet a demon that ranks like you, if you know who you are in Jesus, you can call upon the name of Jesus and straightway he will send angels to defend you against a demon that y'all don't want to hear me tonight. Why? Because you are seated in heavenly places with Jesus, which means that as Jesus is sitting on the throne, right now you are seated with him on the throne as well. So that if you come to a battle that you cannot fight, you call on the name of Jesus and he will summon. Listen to me. In the Garden of Gethsemane, and God is throwing so many things at me, so please. In the Garden of Gethsemane, in the name of Jesus, Jesus was in an agony as he began to see what he would have to go through in order to bring the kingdom to himself. The kingdom of heaven, which is where we live. You understand? He was coming to establish the kingdom again upon the earth. Called the kingdom of heaven. That's why he said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, because he was establishing a kingdom in the earth realm. So while he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he was praying, he was in agony because, oh, I got to really die. Okay, so the Bible said in the name of Jesus that when the soldiers came for him, that Peter pulled the sword and cut off, and Paul said, do you not know that right now I can pray to the Father and he will send 12 legions of angels to defend me? That means that if you get in trouble with a demon, you don't get in trouble with people, you get in trouble with demons. Do you understand? And so demons occupy a hierarchical system in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? That's why they want to control the world's government. That's why, because the devil, Satan, wants to change laws and change timing. You understand? So that if he can move you out of purpose and timing, then he got you. You understand? And so Jesus told Peter, he said, I can pray now to my Father, and he will send 12 legions of angels to defend me. Well, do you not understand that you have the same authority? That means that if you get into problems with a demon, you can call on Jesus, and Jesus will send 12 legions of angel to defend you. That's why he said, revenge belongs unto me. I will repay, saith the Lord. You don't have to defend yourself. You don't have to do anything of that nature. Do you understand? Because God will summon a legion of angels that can, oh my God, that can destroy anybody. Now, he really only has to send one, because one angel can destroy a whole city. You understand? So, but he has the power to send you 12 legions of angels who will defend you. That's why you don't defend yourself against people. That's why you don't begin to show yourself who you are and what you can do and what your title is. Because God will defend you if he called you, if he sent you. He will defend you. So many of us are praying and we are warring in unnecessary terms in the name of Jesus because we don't know who we are. We don't know who we are, so we're battling. Lord, please help me. Lord, please do this. Lord, please. God, please come down. And God is saying, I gave you the power to tread upon serpents, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Do you understand that it's illegal for God the Father to come here without a body? Do you understand this? That's why he has you. Now, Jesus can come. Because Jesus, and you know Jesus don't have his body. He can come, but since you are now in rulership, in other words, you are the kings in the earth realm. You are the kings. So Jesus is not simply going to come down and take rulership from you when he's given it to you. That's why he's giving you the power. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You have the power to what? To tread upon the serpents. To tread upon demons. That to tread means to walk upon demons. You have the power. And so when you are, so many of us are praying illegal prayers. Because we're asking God to come down and please make this one do that and please make that one do this and please, Lord, please. And God is like, I'm not coming down there and I gave you the authority and the power. You understand? I didn't do that. I'm not coming down. I gave you the power. So that's why many of you are still dealing with situations that you've been praying for years because you won't take authority. You keep waiting for God to come down and do it, and he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it because he's giving you, because you have the government to rule. When Jesus comes back, all authority will fall back into Jesus' hands. You see, we won't have a kingdom then. This is our kingdom now. This is our kingdom, and so we have to rule it. So thank you, Holy Ghost. All right. So then, because we have the king, because we are in the kingdom of heaven, in the name of Jesus, there are laws, there are proclamations, there are determinations that have been sent down from the sovereign kingdom. That is your Bible. Your Bible is the laws and the proclamations of the kingdom. There are legislations in here that you can enforce. You, as a king in the earth realm of the kingdom of heaven, you don't create laws. You enforce the laws that are written. You enforce them. You understand? So that the church, the real church, is set to set the system of the world in line with the kingdom. That's what the church is for, to set the systems, the kingdoms of this world, to set them in line with the laws and proclamations of the kingdom, which is your Bible. That's why you have to know your Bible for yourself, so that if anything is going awry in your life, you can go into the laws and proclamation and see what the laws and the proclamations and the promises and everything is to you, and then you legislate it. When you say, I decree, you have legislated in the earth realm. You understand? I decree that sickness shall not be in my house. You now have legislated that in your house, based on the laws and proclamations of the kingdom, there will be no sickness. You understand? And so when you pray, you have to take authority over the governmental rule. So some of you are praying for folks who are captured by hierarchical demons. In the name of Jesus. And so what you're doing is you're warring with low-level demons, but there's a demon that's above them that keeps sending demons to you. So they're not necessarily the same demons you're finding that you're dealing with. They're just the same kind of demon. They're not the actual same demon. They're just the same kind of demon. And so that's why you're dealing with the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, because you have to defeat the demon that's above these little low-level demons. That's where prayer and fasting comes in. You see what I'm saying? And so when you get in, oh, my God, and so then that some of us are even fasting wrong, because we're fasting for a car, we're fasting for a house, we're fasting. But then you got to understand that God is not the one who's providing you these things. God has given you the tools to get them. You are simply calling them down. Y'all don't want to hear me. And they are manifesting because you have the faith to believe. So somebody says, oh, God bless me with a house. No, you got the house because you got a loan to get the house. Now, maybe God influenced the loan. You see what I'm saying? So we have to understand exactly what is taking place. You have all governmental systems rule in this earth realm, so that if you knew who you are, you could speak it, demand it to be, and it would be. That's why Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, it shall be granted unto you. You understand? Let me also explain this to you. Jesus said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so in the midst of your prayer, you're so busy praying, God, come do this, God, come do that, God, that you're not binding anything. And so by the time it gets to God, he's like, no, you're not setting any legislation. You're not binding up everything. So what does that mean? What is the real revelation of that scripture? What you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. What you bind, that simply means that what you allow in the earth realm, God will allow it. What you disallow in the earth realm, God will allow it. That's all that means. And so that if you're not disallowing anything in your house, then God can't disallow it either. Why? You have the governmental authority. And so whatever you allow, God allows it. You see what I'm saying? He can't go past your word. So if you don't legislate it, if you don't say this, no, I disallow this. In the name of Jesus, God will not do anything with it, because you are in authority. You understand? So then that you have more authority than you even recognize. You see, when I started the broadcast, I began to decree and legislate some things. I began to defeat principalities and power in regions. And so what you have to understand is when God saves you and God raises you up, he's not giving you authority over a building. He's giving you authority over a region, a geographical region. And so in that region, you have to subdue, you have to command, you have to obey that. So Jesus said that we are the light, the salt of the earth. We are the ones that controls the morality and the ethics in a region. You understand? So that if we are not doing our job, then we have a whole lot of drug dealers in our area. We have a whole lot of murder. We have a whole lot so we have a whole lot of derogatory things that goes on in the region, in the geographical region that we handle. So the devil wisely has got us trapped in a building, so that he can ravage the region. You understand? We're trying to take governmental authority in a building instead of taking governmental authority over the region. Spiritually now, okay? And so demons are ravishing every other area because you're not concerned about that. You're simply concerned about we have this church. Y'all come to the church. Y'all come to the church. Y'all come to the church. No. That's not where God gets. Look. The church, the real church, is simply the door into the kingdom. That's all it is. It's the door. The church is to be the educational system of the kingdom of heaven. That's its function, to educate everyone about the laws, proclamations, and rules of the kingdom. That's what the church is for. So that you then can go and take dominion over the region that you live in. It could be just in your neighborhood. It could just be around your neighborhood, or even the whole city. Some people got regions God has given them that they reign over the state. And so if you don't know what God has given you, hallelujah, you will stay bound in your one little house, not realizing no. God has given you authority not only in your home but outside of it as well. And so you can control if there are murders and things happening in the region, you can go and legislate in the name of Jesus and say that there will not be murder in the region. You have to subdue the demonic presence over murder and killing and raping and stuff. You have to subdue the demons. So that if we're not truly warring in the spirit, we're not warring at all. And so demons have regular access. They're illegally having access into the earth realm because the body of Christ has not taken her authority in the name of Jesus and, hallelujah, taken authority in the earth realm and made it illegal for him to be here or enforce the legalities of him being here. It's already illegal. We simply need to enforce it so that we can then live in peace. Do you understand? In the Nebosa. So there's a governmental demon over finances. You have to destroy the demon of finances in the name of Jesus so that finances can gravitate to you. Once you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, are seeking the kingdom of God, all his righteousness, these things should gravitate to you. They should come to you. If they're not, there's a demonic spirit that is holding it back, and you have to take authority over that demonic spirit. And you have to cast him down from his perch. If you don't, you'll always have lack. You'll always be dealing. When God said that he will give you, that everything in the kingdom is yours. Everything is yours. Why are you not receiving it? Because there's a demonic spirit that wants to control the economics. And so if you don't understand this, in the you will be fighting and beating the air trying to get financial stuff to come to you. And God, in the name of Jesus. And then you will lose what you're trying to gain. You see what I'm saying? It's spiritual. It's not natural. You can get what you need with the same job you have that you think is not paying enough. You can get whatever you need. You understand? But you have to understand and know who you are. So when you pray, you don't go in prayer. You go in prayer subduing kingdoms, demonic kingdoms. You go in prayer in the love of Kosa, in the love of Nidakasu, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Binding and destroying demonic holds on your life. You do not break the demonic hold. You destroy the demonic hold, because if you simply break it, hallelujah, it can come back. You have to destroy his hold so that he cannot come back. Or you understand? Listen, your lifestyle is also portals. They are entryways in the Naboko, in the Leosa, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that the devil is using to gain access into your life. There are windows that the devil is using to get into and gain access into your life by your lifestyle. That's why God said holiness without which no man shall see the Lord, because you've got to walk this life and be holy. There can be nothing of the enemy, and I've got to reiterate that. There can be nothing of the enemy that he can lay hold on you with. If you have an issue with lust, you need to deal with that issue and get rid of it, because as long as it is permeated inside of you, the devil has a portal that he can use to get into you. Yes, Holy Ghost filled. He has a portal that he could use to influence you. That's why Jesus said, old things have passed away. Behold, all things are new. You're no longer a sinner. Stop acting like one. Hello? And so he controls your thought life so that you can constantly think what you think about is what you birth. You understand? So if you think constantly about sex, that's what you're going to get. Or that's what you're going to gravitate. And that's what you're going to deal with in your flesh, wanting sex, needing sex, having sex. That's why he said you have to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, how do I renew my mind? By going into the presence of the Lord and staying there. You cannot do spiritual warfare and simply visit the presence. You have to live in the presence of God. Do you understand? Because you're not going back with Jesus in the love of God, and you don't have experience with the presence of God. You're just not going to go. You understand? And so there are weapons of spiritual weapons that you have to hold on to. God help me, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That you have to use against demonic spirits. The blood of Jesus is a weapon. You understand that? The blood of Jesus is a weapon. The name of Jesus is a weapon. The demonic spirits cannot stand, hallelujah, the blood or the name of Jesus. These are weapons that you have to your warfare. If there are thoughts that come into your mind, begin to plead the blood of Jesus. It will dissipate. And so you get strong enough, hallelujah, to recognize that the thoughts that are coming to your mind are not yours, and you can rebuke the demonic spirit, hallelujah, of oppression. Everything in your life is a demonic oppression. If you are under any oppression at all, it is demonic. I have to get you to understand that. It is not natural. Sickness is demonic. It is not natural. Your bodies was not made to be sick. It is influenced by demonic spirit. If you do not get this, if you do not understand this, you will constantly be warring and beating the air. If you do not understand the governmental rules of the kingdom, if you do not understand it, if you do not understand protocol and all of this, you will still be beating the air trying to obtain what is already yours. You see what I'm saying? Illegal prayers are anything that you ask God to do that is illegal for him to do. That's illegal prayer. He cannot come down in his spirit form and do anything, so that's illegal. You have to command what you want done in your region, in your area. You have to do it. And then he goes off of your word, and then he performs based on the legislation that has already been set forth. That's what the word of God is. That's what the Bible is. It is legislation. And so in order to enforce the laws in your area, you have to go and know your scripture, and then you have to enforce it. You have to decree it in the level over your life so that demons will recognize, okay, that's the law. I can't go past the law. You understand there are protocols. The enemies will not go past governmental, spiritual governmental protocols. They can't go past it. They have to obey the protocol. They have to. You see what I'm saying? And so this is the way that you war. If you say that you're an intercessor, then you have to understand the governmental rule, and then you have to understand your authority in that governmental rule. Now, in order to obtain more governmental rule, you have to take authority and exercise the authority that you have. You see what I'm saying? You have to exercise it. If you do not exercise it and you just think, oh, this is the way it's always going to be, and this is the way, you know, I just got to ask the Lord to do it and wait on the Lord to do it. But he gave you governmental rule. And so all you have to do is, based on the law, the proclamations of the kingdom, decree it, which means that you're legislating it, and it shall be. It shall be. All the promises of God are yea and amen. It shall be, not a maybe. You understand? We simply don't grab a hold of who we are. You understand? You're not just members of a church building. You are members of the body of Christ, his actual body, seated in heavenly places with him. You understand? You have authority. You have authority, yes. Sitting in the midst of a pew, if you knew who you were and saw someone sick, you could rebuke the demon and cast it out, and that person would be healed. If you knew who you were, if you simply knew who you were, you see what I'm saying? So Paul said, if anyone is sick among you, call for the elders of the church. And see, we get that wrong. We think that elders as in elder of a title or pastor or something. No. That's the elders in the spirit. That's elders in the spirit. Call for the elders in the church. Call for them whom you have seen demonstrated, oh God, the ability to pray and get an answer. You see what I'm saying? Go to them. They are the elders. Go to them. So your elders may not be the pastor. They may not be the minister. They may not be the prophet. It may be somebody sitting right next to you, because they are elder in the spirit realm, not in title. And so that's why some of you have gone to certain pastors and talking to them and have asked them to pray and nothing happened, because they are not the governmental. They don't have the access or the ranking to defeat the demon that you're dealing with. Glory to God. Do you see what I'm saying? Come on. Do you understand? These are things. These are governmental principles of the kingdom of heaven that you must understand in order to be effective in the kingdom of God. Okay? You must understand this. You must understand this, that you have authority. You are, listen, and spiritual authority is not earned. It's a birthright. Once you are born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, you have spiritual authority already. It's already yours. You understand? So you don't work up to spiritual authority. You already have it. It's an heir. You are an heir. So the heir already has authority. Already. Okay? You simply have authority over very low-level demons as a newborn baby in the kingdom, but you already have authority. Nobody has to give you authority. You already have it. That's why you don't go to a man to get a position. You go to God to get more authority. You see what I'm saying? Because the authority comes from the king, and the king is Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. It's not your pastor, it's Jesus. Your pastor does not give you the authority. Jesus gives you the authority. It's a birthright. It belongs to you. You see what I'm saying? It belongs to you. And so you have to understand who you are. And so I often say that when we go to the believers class, we're not told really who we are. We're not told the authorities that we have in the kingdom. We're not told our responsibilities in the kingdom. Your responsibility is to bring the systems of this world in line with the word of God, with the law and the proclamations of the kingdom. That's what your deal is. And so whatever giftings and everything that God has given you is so that you can bring those systems in alignment. Not so that, you can get on the pulpit and preach and demonstrate your gift. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it is so much to cover, so much power, I mean, and authority that you have. It's impossible to cover it all in one broadcast, but we're only doing this one broadcast. Hey, God, I love all over the hot time. In the name of Jesus. So in order for you to have complete victory, you have to know who you are. And so we all are waiting on victory to come instead of recognizing that, no, you already have the victory. The victory is already yours. The battle is already won. You understand? You're simply trying to maintain what has already been done through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. You're simply trying to keep them in line. You got to keep it in line. He placed them in line. Your duty is to keep them. You understand? And so the danger of you simply going to service and sitting in the pew hearing the word of God, and my concern still is I'm wondering what you're being taught. If you're not being taught your authority in the kingdom, if all you are taught is how to get financial freedom and how to live in the world that you're in, and they're only addressing the problems that you have instead of addressing where you're going to. If they're simply addressing where you are, but they're not addressing where you're going, there's an issue. You see what I'm saying? We spend too much time on where we are instead of where we need to go. And so you've learned how to pray the problem instead of command the solution. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So we pray the problem instead of demanding the solution, which is in the word of God, which we could command to fall in line with the legislation. We can command it to fall in line. We can command it to fall in line. We can command it to fall in line. You understand? I pray. Oh my God! It is so much to cover in this, but so that you know that in these last days, if you don't take the authority in the name of Jesus, that you are going to miss out on a lot because you're waiting on something to be granted that has already been given. It's already been given to you. You already have the authority. You already have the power. You already have it. It's yours. You simply have to access it and use it. And when you understand who you are as a son of God and the authority and the power that you have, you don't have to beat the air trying to get a prayer through. All you have to do is legislate and command it to happen, and it will happen. And then if one will chase 1,000, two will put 10,000 to flight, that just means that if we come together, touch and agree on anything that we should ask, it shall be done. If we can simply come and touch and agree, if we can come and be unified in one thing that we ask of God, it shall be done. The problem is we can't be unified. But somebody always wants more authority than the last person. And the way to get more authority is through living holy before the Lord. That's the only way to get more authority. It's living holy, pure, and clean, and perfect before the Lord. It's the only way. You're not getting authority any other way. You can't fight nobody for it. You can't be mad with nobody for it. You can't be angry with nobody for it. You can't steal it from nobody. Oh, God. You understand? It can't be stolen. But you have to learn who you are in the kingdom and your power and authority. And I pray that this teaching tonight has given you some principles that you can use to see results in your life. It starts by you cleaning up whatever belongs to the devil. It starts by you just wiping all of that clean. You got to wipe it clean. You can't keep none of it. Nothing that belongs to the devil. You got to let it go. If you truly want the full authority of the kingdom, you've got to walk circumspect, clean, holy, perfect before the Lord. You can't be getting ready. You've got to be ready. Amen. I thank God for those of you who have joined me tonight. I just thank God for what he has done tonight, and I pray that it has helped you. I pray that you have been transformed, not blessed, transformed by the word, and that you can go now and actually subdue kingdoms, because that's what God gave you authority over, kingdoms. And so you have to, so I pray that you can go from here and begin to subdue kingdom. Father God, in the name of Kusebalakata, in the name of Jesus, I release, my God, over the airways, hallelujah, power and authority of the kingdom in the name of Jesus. I impart unto them, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the ability in the name of Jesus to rule their region in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that all power and authority, hallelujah, that has been given to you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, is also given to them through you in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will begin to tread upon serpents in the name of Jesus. Father God, that they will begin to legislate and decree some things, Lord God, and it shall be established unto them in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that demonic portals, Lord God, that have been open unto demons to transact business, Lord God, is closed in their life right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, that your presence, Lord God, will move and rule and teach and guide them in the name of Jesus into all truth. Hallelujah, that they will know the governmental rule that they have in their region, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of the Lord, that they will begin, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to take dominion, hallelujah, over their region in the name of Jesus, that the demonic activity, Lord God, will cease as they begin to take, hallelujah, spiritual authority in the name of Jesus and decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Father God, I impart to them, Lord God, the spirit of healing in the name of Jesus, that their bodies can come in alignment with the proclamations of God and the declarations of the kingdom of God, that by your stripes in the name of Jesus, they were healed. They are healed now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that peace, Lord God, shall abide, Lord God, as they begin to take authority in the name of Jesus, as they begin, Lord God, hallelujah, to rule well the authority, hallelujah, and the dominion that you have given them, starting in their homes, Lord God, in the day of Ohomanahala. I decree in the name of Jesus that every demonic portal, every demonic act that they've opened the door to in the name of Jesus, God, God, you will begin to reveal it in the Yosa, that they may deal with it, Lord God, and cast it from them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every unforgiving spirit that is, hallelujah, to touch themselves, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I break and destroy, I destroy his hold over their life in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they may see as snow, God, hallelujah, that you have given them dominion in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, I open giving up, Lord God, the inherent authority that you have given them in the name of Jesus, God. I release prophetic portals over them in the name of Jesus that will decree and declare, Lord God, hallelujah, their dominion, their power, and their authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and glory to God in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the name of God, hallelujah, that they will come alive, God, in the name of God, to their true authority, to their true power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I release the, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the demonic stronghold, God, that, hallelujah, has kept back their finances in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, I destroy the demon of the, hallelujah, finances, hallelujah, who has sucked off, Lord God, everything that they've done and tried to do for you in the name of Jesus. I, hallelujah, bind them, destroy them, and cast them out. Hallelujah, it is illegal. Hey, God, according to the word of God, that if you seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these things shall be established. I decree and declare that from this day on, hallelujah, you will begin to seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and the things that you have been seeking shall gravitate to you. The things that you have been wanting will gravitate to you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the things that you've been needing for your family, salvation will be gravitated unto you as you, hallelujah, seek the kingdom of God. Hey, God, out of high, as you begin, hallelujah, to cast off the works of the enemy, as you begin to cast off the fruits of the enemy, in the name of never come, peace shall flow into your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and you will stand up in the spirit of God and decree and declare the word of God over your house and over your family, God, and over your lineage, in the name of Jesus. God, I have called and I will shout out of the other hand. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God. Hey, God, I love all my Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for the release of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we glorify God for you tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to release you into the presence of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Seek it. Search it out. Hallelujah. And the Lord reveal all to you in Jesus' name. Thank you.